The crisis of global warming is real. The Antarctic ice shelf continues to break up, the Dead Sea water level is showing signs of continuing water loss, and the Ganga Tree and Khumbu glaciers have been found to be shrinking at an alarming rate, just to name a few of the disastrous effects on our planet. Global warming is also causing the climate to change. According to Professor Barry Brook, director of the Research Institute for Climate Change and Sustainability at the University of Adelaide in Australia, climate changes associated with global warming are taking place at a much faster rate than previously predicted. How can we stop global warming? What is the solution? In light of the scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change and the urgent need for immediate action, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has been delivering for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and we must practice sustainable living. The significance of a vegetarian diet, one that is animal-free, is further supported by the 2006 UN report, Livestock's Long Shadow, which states that raising animals for livestock generates more carbon emissions than all of the world's transport combined. In fact, farm animals also release other noxious gases, including methane, a gas that is 20 times more lethal a greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide. After over 20 years of sharing her knowledge on how to live a balanced life while pursuing a spiritual path, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to dedicate her time and effort to uplift and enhance the life of all beings. Motivated by her unconditional love and overflowing compassion for our planet and its co-inhabitants, humans and animals alike, Supreme Master Ching Hai selflessly accepts invitations to share her insights and wisdom on the topic of global warming and climate change, such as gatherings with our association members, symposiums, or via video conferences and the like. To address the urgent issue of climate change and how to stop global warming, our association members in Tokyo hosted the SOS Stop Global Warming Seminar on July 27, 2008. This was a gathering of concerned dignitaries from technology, medicine and other fields, each of whom had prepared questions to ask the special honoured guest, Supreme Master Ching Hai. Despite her busy schedule, Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously took the time to answer all the questions, providing both universal insights as well as astute advice for the people of Japan. We now invite you to enjoy part three of the rebroadcast of this momentous event, the SOS Stop Global Warming Seminar in Tokyo, Japan on July 27, 2008, with Supreme Master Ching Hai as special guest of honour.
Our next speaker this evening is Professor Shotong Peng. He is a professor of computer and information sciences at Hosei University in Japan.
Yes, welcome.
Dear Master, it is my great pleasure to attend this seminar and see Master. I think the most important thing is to provide the core information about the global warming to everybody as soon as possible.
That's right.
Most people don't know the urgency of the current situation. None of the media, except Supreme Master TV, broadcasts the message that if we don't act quickly to stop the global warming, it is possible all of us will die in just a few years. Because there is a potential the poison gas will be released from the depth of the warm ocean to kill almost everybody. By knowing this, I think many will think how to save their life as well as the life of their beloved one. Once they realize they must do something to save their life, then they will look for the most efficient way to stop the global warming and carry that out by all means and at any cost. For example, in hospital, after a patient completes all kinds of the medical tests for his illness and finally faces the doctor, The first question is always like this. How long I have for my life? 3 weeks, 3 months, or 3 years? The answer from the doctor will be the major factor that determines the attitude of the patient to the treatment the patient wants to endure. To know something is good is one thing. To do it quickly or slowly is another thing. It depends on people's will to do or not to do it now. We know go veggie and be green is good. It is the most efficient way to stop the global warming. However, many are postponing their action for change. Therefore, my question today is how much time we have to stop the global warming, and can we make it? Thank you.
Yes, Professor Pong, we have gained some time. Last night I had a conference with the United States Hollywood Conference, and I have told them that we have 3 years and 4 months because we have gained some time due to a lot of people joining in the new vegetarian comer, and they generate more merit, touch the heaven, and erase some of the negative bad consequences. Therefore, we have 3 years and 4 months up to date. Even as I'm talking to you now, we gain one more month, that is 3 years and 5 months that we have to change the planet situation. So maybe we still can make it. We have to inform more people. We do as quick as possible this information spreading. And the more people know, of course, the better. And the quicker they know, the better. Even though we have 3 years and 5 months, but we do not want to wait until the last minute, do we? So it's good that you know about the Supreme Master Television. Please spread this news as well about the Supreme Master Television. It's all free of charge, and all the information there we have collected for everyone to download and to pass it on to people around them, as many as possible, or let people watch the Supreme Master TV themselves. We have it also in Japan. We have 14 channels. It covers the whole planet, actually. But if you do not have satellite disk, then you can also watch on the computer, on internet. It's suprememastertv.com. We have more information than you can collect it anywhere else, I think, up to now. Thank you, Professor. Thank you for being good and being vegetarian.
That's fantastic news that we have an extra month, but it also highlights the urgency that we all have a responsibility to make sure that we do something very early within that time period.
Right.
Thank you so much, Supreme Master Qinghai.
You're welcome.
And our final speaker this evening is Dr. Hui Zhang. He is a doctor of Oriental Medicine and a lecturer at National Heilongjiang University of Traditional Chinese Medicine in Japan.
Master, konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
ここでマスター質問するできることをとても光栄と思っています。東洋の伝統医学と伝統文化の中で風水という考え方があります。それは自然界のエネルギーが人体の健康や運勢に大きな影響を与えることという考え方です。ただし、自分の臨床の中とかいろんな患者さんのと関わりの中、一つ気づいたことは、人間の体の人体の エネルギー、逆にその自然界のエネルギーにも大きな影響を与えることがあると考えている。例えば、脳血管の病気、東洋医学の中で体の中の台風と呼ばれています。また例えば、癌は体の中の火事。そして例えば、糖尿病は体の中の大洪水という考え方です。つまり、そのような患者さんの生活習慣、そして食べ物の、によって、そのような患者さん増えれば増えるほど、自然界の、そういう災難、そのような災難も増えていくという考え方は、よろしいかどうか、ちょっとマスターに、尋ねしたいです。
Doctor, luckily, we don't have that many patients yet, even if that concept is correct. It is true that we are related to the great cosmos in some ways, but not to the extent as you have mentioned. And luckily, we don't have as many patients as I have mentioned. However, you're right at some points, because our lifestyle affects our environment. And if we are doing something that is not correct to our microcosmos, that means our body, then of course, it will also affect a little the macrocosmos, that is the universe. But we affect more or less, it depends on the degree of our bad deed or good deed. So luckily the patient, maybe even if he influenced the environment, it's just a little around him. Like his life will be turbulence, like a typhoon around his life or in his surrounding. But it might not cause as a great upheaval to the planet. But still, because the human are in great number now. So if all of us are not doing good things and not abiding by heavenly rule, actually feng shui is just a corner, one of the detail of the universal concept, a universal rule and regulation. So the solution for us to affect the environment in a positive way is that we have to do positive things. We have to do good deeds so that our body also become well protected and healthy, because the good consequence of a good action in life. So in this urgent situation of our planet, a vegetarian diet can save the world through the elevating good karmic consequences and benevolent energy from the compassionate good lifestyle, and through saving great amount of earth's resource and energy and food to feed the hungry, etc., etc., and also will minimize war or eliminate war altogether. Thank you for being a conscientious doctor who advocate this moral virtuous life-saving vegetarian diet. God bless you. May you live long to help more patients to understand the consequence, the relation between our individual body, mind, to the environment around us, and how to take care of their health from the root cause, that is to be loving and kind to all beings, including animals, and choose only benevolent food choices and live a virtuous life. Thank you, Dr.
Wei Chang. ありがとうございます。そして、もうちょっと、お聞きしたいんですが、例えば、多くの患者さん、もちろん、最初ことがお勧めしたり、みんな実行したり、さらになんか、マスターから、そういう、なんて、簡単の、例えば、本格的に、その、霊的に修行できないの方たちに、簡単の、なんか、一言のアドバイス、もし、あったら、ありがたいんですけど。
Well, if they have the desire, then maybe sooner or later they will come to the decision. The desire is already very good. So you tell them maybe if they cannot go through completely with the vegetarian diet, then maybe they begin, you know, baby steps. A couple of days a week, and then continue to increase. Maybe 2 days a week, and then later on, as soon as possible, when they're ready, 3 days a week, and then 4 days a week, and 5 days, and 7 days, and complete the vegetarian diet in time. In Japan, it's very easy to be vegetarian also, because one of the best vegetarian ham is made in Japan. It tastes very good, but maybe you cannot buy it in Japan, that's the thing. They make it to export or make it for the other countries. Yes, when I was in Japan, I have a little cottage, wood house in the forest next to the stream. And we brought some of this ham from Taiwan with us. And I offered it to the person who sold me the house. He's a very kind Japanese person. He's a real gentleman. And I gave it to him to eat, to serve him vegetarian. And he ate and he said, wow, it tastes so good, tastes so good. Where can you find this? What country made this so good? I say, it's made in Japan. It's from Japanese people. It's a Japanese company. Yes, you can do research on the internet. You have to also give people more information, if you can, where to buy food, and what food is tasty and nutritious. We have all this information on the SupremeMasterTV.com. It's free of charge, and Supreme Master TV also air it, rotating, like which country have what distributor of vegetarian diet. You could even order online. They could also deliver to your doorstep. And also there are free vegetarian menus, yeah, that we show every day. And I also cook some simple vegetarian food to show it on the Supreme Master television. Encourage them to watch this TV or to download whatever information they need from SupremeMasterTV.com concerning vegetarian diet. Tell them to get in touch with vegetarian people, like our group, for example, so that they have the support, mental support that they need, and also physical help. We can help them to prepare delicious Japanese food, for example. You know, when you have a group, you have a group support and mental encouragement, that may help them also, doctor. Thank you for your concern. My God, you're such a good doctor. The patient is so lucky to have you. God bless you, sir.
ありがとうございます。
ありがとう。I think I say you are welcome, like, どういたしまして。
Yeah, that's right, Master. どういたしまして。
Thank you. Yeah.
It's so interesting that the Japanese culture is so resourceful and innovative, and they have all these technologies for alternative energies as well as vegetarian food products, but a lot of people really don't know about them. So yeah. I would say that we make a promise today that everyone here at this seminar do their best to get the word out and to tell people and to make this information available to everyone in Japan and even outside Japan that these technologies and these food products are available here and that they taste good, they work great, and they're made in Japan by Japanese people, which is fantastic.
Yes. That's my favorite brand of vegan ham. My favorite. Really my favorite. Number one favorite.
We're happy to hear that.
Yes.
Supreme Master Qinghai, before we conclude today, we'd like to ask you one or two more questions in regard to the Japanese population here today. Is that all right with you?
Please, go ahead.
Great.
I'm here for you.
Thank you so much. Recently, the Japanese TV media features the issue of global warming day after day, and this hot topic is highlighted in every magazine as well.
Wow, that's good.
That's great. But there is hardly any media which delves into this matter deep enough to find out the relationship between environmental pollution and eating meat. Therefore, even if we try to convey this crucial message to many people, they look puzzled. So it is a little hard to deliver the acuteness and the urgency of this matter to the public. Will there be any good method to get closer to their hearts in a meaningful way?
Wow, what a pity. What a pity. But at least they are doing something, the Japanese newspaper. Perhaps in the future they will delve more into this subject and the solution. So maybe you could supply them with more information about how to stop the global warming and the relation between meat diet and our peril situation right now. So the, maybe the media don't even know much. Who knows? They're busy covering war or any other sensational topic. So maybe you send all this information to them by email even. Nowadays we have technical tools, we have fantastic information services. We can use all of them, all of the tools possible to get the news out to the media, to the governmental officials, to the people at large, through internet. Internet is a very, very fantastic tool to use for information dissemination. Please do it.
That is a great suggestion. Thank you so much.
And ask the media to highlight the solutions also, not just the problem, because the solution is more important than the problem. Well, of course, they should highlight them all together. And the Supreme Master TV have gathered lots of up-to-date information concerning meat diet's harmful effect and the vegetarian benevolence for the people to inform themselves. You can collect them from the SupremeMasterTV.com again and send them to all the possible media, people, government officials, as many people as possible, and as many times as possible. Sometimes you send one time, they don't react. The next time, maybe they react. Some people, when they want something, they send many, many, many times mails to some special organization or people in order to get what they want. So if we really want to save life, we have to be persistent in our effort, because it's not that easy. People habit, people concept is not easy to change overnight. We shall be patient and we shall continue with our work until it's done, all right?
That sounds good to me. Thank you so much, Supreme Master Qinghai.
Just a few more years, we have to go all out. We have to go all out in this time frame. Thank you. Thank you also.
We have one more question for you.
That's any question, please.
Great. In addition to the previous question, how will Japan change if people make wise choices and the ratio of vegetarians surpasses that of non-vegetarians?
Well, we will see, won't we? Right now we have to get the population going into vegetarian direction, and then we shall see. Not just Japan, but everywhere the world will change into a heavenly abode. The ice will stop melting. The earth will be cooled down, and all the things that has been damaged in the past will be repaired by nature itself, by our own merit of virtuous life. Every action begets a reaction. If we do good, the reaction, the outcome will be good. Just believe that, because that's scientific. It's not even religious doctrine. Every action provokes a reaction. So if we do good action, the reaction will be definitely good. That's it. So if we don't kill, we will save our lives. So if we stop all the killing right now, including war and killing the animals for meat, then our planet will turn into paradise. And Japan, woof, there will be much more invention that the Japanese smartest scientists right now could not even imagine in their dream. Because Japanese people are already smart. But if we are coupled with more inside wisdom and a virtuous merit of our daily action, meaning vegetarian diet, meaning saving lives. And even now, if we go vegetarian with the intention to save lives on the planet, that means our heart has become so noble, so compassionate. This thing will generate enormous positive energy, and that will help our mind, our heart, to become more clear in the future. And Japan especially will develop more, much more technological extravagance, that the world will be in awe again and that will help the world to live a much more comfortable life and almost like heavenly life. We will have flying car, I mean, not just the way they do it now, but more conveniently. We might even have just flying belt like the other planet. Other planet, they have just a belt on their waist. They push a button on their belt and they fly anywhere, for example. And we have so much to learn from that. But we don't have to go anywhere to learn. If we change our lifestyle to a more heavenly quality, then the heavenly intelligence will be awakened again within us. And then we will have endless, the list of inventions and convenience at our fingertips. Not just Japan, everywhere. Isn't that exciting? But it's a dream. Well, a dream might come true.
Thank you so much. Well, with the massive amount of traffic in Tokyo, I'm really looking forward to those flying cars.
Ah, please, please have a dream, and then a dream will come true. The American, they say, you got to have a dream, because if you don't have a dream, how will you have a dream come true? This now is just a dream, but it will come true one day, and it will come quicker if we quicken our virtuous way of life. It's not because of religious belief, it is because every action will invoke another reaction. And so whatever we do good, the outcome will be good. The return will be good. The reward will be good. The consequence will be good. As you sow, so shall you reap. It's scientific. If you sow a seed of apple, you will not get orange, no? You will get an apple tree. And then in turn, the apple tree will bear 1,000 fruits all your life, even. So it's the same with our action. We just sow one little good deed. It will return to us 1,000-fold more. This is very scientific. Originally, religion is a very scientific way, but people just kind of forget it and or turn it into something like a belief. It is also good that way. But it's very scientific. Whatever the religious scriptures say is scientific. Now just please help us to save ourselves. Help us to save everyone else and all the animals on the planet. Then your life will become heaven. And your world will become heaven. Okay, even if we cannot save the planet, we save our conscience. We ennoble our life. We purify our environment and uplifting the social standard. It is something that we should do. Vegetarian diet is very easy. Just we have to know how and get all the information we need to be confidently vegetarian. Help each other, show other people how to be vegetarian. Not just tell them to be vegetarian, but show them how. Thank you for inviting me today. Thank you for organizing this event and give me opportunity to interact with you and the Japanese intelligent people. I think we can do something. We still have a little time, if we do it. And the more vegetarian people join us, the more time we will have. That is the thing. Well, green technology, planting tree does help, but this is a very secondary, very little. Well, the vegetarian diet will help stop 80% of global warming and save our lives. Okay. Arigato.
Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it, and your words of wisdom have really touched us here in Japan. Thank you so much, Supreme Master Qinghai.
Thank you. My love be with you. So long for now. God bless. God bless you. God bless Japan.
これをもちまして、本日の SOS 環境セミナーの第2部を終了させていただきます。この度、パネリストの皆様には大変なご協力を賜り、このような素晴らしいセミナーが実現できましたことを心から御礼申し上げます。また、ご来場の皆様もありがとうございました。 本日は本当にありがとうございました。
Thank you all so much for joining us today. And remember, be wedge, go green, and make a difference. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your company for today's Words of Wisdom with the rebroadcast of the SOS Stop Global Warming Seminar in Tokyo, Japan.And now, please stay tuned for Models of Success, coming up next on Supreme Master Television, right after Noteworthy News. Wishing you much happiness and peace in your life.